listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome to the show. How are you? The Sunny Side. Hold on a second. Something isn't quite right here. Oh, just wait. So can you hear me without that hum? Wait a God-given moment. So something is off. Something is off. So I'm going to get the engineers to kind of rectify it, and we will get right into the conversation of the day. Sincere apologies. This shouldn't happen, but it is. So I'll fix it. We'll be right back. My friends, let's talk. Okay, I guess you can hear me now. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's Open Thought Tuesday. All right, so what's on top of the list? Davos is on, well, I wouldn't say on fire, really. I think it's more like, well, Davos is open to the, that's the thing. They're open to a few global heads, you know? I was going through the list of people. I mean, I think usually when you have such a remarkable event, particularly events that pretty much influence global markets and the lives of people on the earth, you are hoping that everyone is well represented. Well, I was going through the list. Okonjo-Iweala is there, but she's not there as a Nigerian. She is there. They put her under the category for international guests. Of course, you know, because she heads the trade, the world of trade. So Congo is there. Nigeria is not. And I was wondering, why would Congo be at the World Economic Forum and Nigeria not be there? So I'm thinking, of course, it's about materials, right? And this whole transition from fossil fuel to renewable energy, Congo is at the heart of it. Lithium is, I hear Congo supplies about 70% of the world's lithium. So of course Congo is going to be there. Nigeria has lithium. I even hear that some negotiation is underway right here in Nigeria to mine lithium. So good luck to Nigeria. I hope this brings us our glory days. I hope. But you know, you want to keep your fingers crossed and say your prayers. But that aside, what is the World Economic Forum about? First of all, it's between the 16th and the 20th of January, 2023. It's happening in Davos. Of course, you know, scheduled to take, it's taking place 16th to January. And this pretty much is quite significant because of the way it practically fashions human existence. These kinds of meetings, I think the World Economic Forum really tell themselves that they come together and determine the future of the world. I saw a tweet by Elon Musk saying, so these World Economic Forum guys want to be lords of the earth. I thought it was significant, a question to ask. But if you're wondering what it's all about, well, it's my pleasure to inform you that it's ongoing and they're going to be discussing the cost of living crisis. I have a sentiment here. That's actually the first on their list. They're discussing cost of living crisis. So let me just summarize my thinking. Living crisis, I think, or cost of living crisis is actually a man-made phenomenon. Look, you can argue with that, and I would love to be your audience if you choose to debate that. I think it's man-made, strategic and man-made. So yes, we feel the consequence, but it's man-made. Okay, so that's the first on their list. The other is the ongoing war in Ukraine, and in the name of God, I don't know if there's anything that they tell us these days without telling us about Ukraine. I don't know if there's anything that they tell us without telling us about Ukraine. And of course, I sympathize with the victims of war. But how is this quite fundamental to, I get it, they can discuss it at the European Union, but as a global concern, well, you want to look and you want to look real hard. It's just, I mean, I would like to hear it and hear what they're doing to bring about peace. But this whole thing that sounds nearly political is tiring. That's the second topic that they're dealing with. The other, guess, I'm giving you something if you get it right. you're right. Well, I'm giving you the answer for being right. Climate change. My brothers and sisters from another mother, climate change is exactly where, well, they're going to be discussing that, right? Another topic is the growing food crisis. So that and cost of living crisis is right in the same category. I think it's induced. I honest to God believe it's induced. Well, the real McCoy, the fourth industrial revolution, I have told you once too many to follow the World Economic Forum. If you follow it, so follow them as, refer to them in your mind or in your subconscious as those who are trying to set up a format for the advancement of humanity. So there's been the first industrial revolution, brought about by a clique of people. Second, third, here we are on the verge of the fourth. I want to share with you a little insight into what it's all about. They say this year in particular, talk is turning to what many are calling a fourth industrial revolution. It is not what many are calling the fourth industrial revolution. It is what they have called it. Well, let's go further. The objective is increased interconnectivity. You remember that gist about globalization? Yes, my friend. Good. Yes, and if you're wondering, interconnectivity is not just globalization, it's actually digital interconnectivity. From selling of data to getting people on the cloud to having all your data stored, and maybe eventually, as we discussed a few weeks ago, now Elon Musk says you can have a chip to your brain and practically upload your consciousness and download consciousness into some other human case. It's wild. This is and maybe the dreams have not been a lie after all. Okay, let's look into it. Increased interconnectivity, as well as advancement in areas such as artificial intelligence and quantum computing, are bringing with them thorny issues around governance. You understand that? Quantum computing, artificial intelligence, increased interconnectivity. All right, good. So those are like the action phrases that pretty much make the heartbeat of the fourth industrial revolution. The rest is just gist. So you're also looking to have all of that linked to climate change, cybersecurity, and all of this is going to be taking a globalist approach. Baby, these are what your nightmares are made of, except you believe in a future where machines and humans share a planet. Then welcome to a utopia. Welcome to the new world. Welcome. So someone sent me a tag on Twitter. I almost felt his panic from the link he sent to me. He titled it, well, in the tweet he says, "Joyce, you have to see this." But I've been telling you guys, when I joined Nigeria Info, I remember people called me a conspiracy theorist. So basically in the video, if I can retrieve it and play for you, it's about rewriting the human genome. I did promise to play you a video in December. Maybe I should do it today. Let's see. Maybe I should do it today. Now, I would take the conversation in bits just so that our friends who might not understand what that means can pretty much come to some kind of understanding. This is where the world is going, okay? What this means is, this whole being able to write the human genome is, scientists are saying that they can go to a lab and create a full human being, full stop, from hair, color of eyes, nose structure, skin tone. Yeah, like practically rewrite human codes so they can create another human being. This is better than stem cell. No, this is better than stem cell. This is something else. Yeah, you might say it's similar to eugenics, but this is better. Well, I wouldn't say it's better. I'll say it's wild. So I would try to play you that video. If I can't do it today, probably sometime during the week. Tomorrow, I'm not sure. Maybe we should do it tomorrow. So let me give you my word. Let's do that tomorrow. At the start of the show, I'll play you that. I'll play you that TED Talk. And then leave you to do your own research. So maybe what I have to do is just point you in some direction. But whether you like it or not, it's at the core of the conversation at the World Economic Forum. And these are guys who are determining the course of human history. So maybe one day you're going to be grateful that I told you. Maybe. And if you never are grateful, then I will take it that I have done a good job and my reward is in heaven. The Sunny Side. Open Thought Tuesday. When we come back, we're beginning with our divorce series. There's something in the news that's worth sharing. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to Open Thought on The Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Well, honestly, I had an actually different conversation for today until I stumbled on what would be not surprising, to be honest. I stumbled on something in the news that I thought is really worth talking about. The Ondo State First Lady, Miss Betty Akeredolu, put out an audio addressing her husband's... I don't know whether we should... perfectly fit her into the mistress category, but she referred to the lady as though the lady was her husband's mistress, and she's asking the lady to leave the man alone. She accuses the lady of giving her husband food from a pasta. In fact, all of this is emerging because according to her, her husband is very sick. And she believes that the mistress's involvement in her husband's diet has affected her husband's health or made it worse. This is a movie script. Well, I wish it were, except it's here. It's a conversation. Today on Open Thought Tuesday, Betty Anyang Akeredolu, the wife of Governor Rotimi Akeredolu, has cried out that her husband is on sickbed after eating whatever from one of his mistress, from one of his female aides. Okay. In the leaked audio file, she accuses the said woman, special advisor to the governor on multilateral and international governmental affairs, of sneaking to give her husband a local herb. So I'm thinking this maybe is a, we'll say it's a cordial relationship between boss and staff, I would say. Cordial enough for him to trust her to give him something from her pastor. She adds, well, we trust conventional medicine. So these things you're giving to my husband is making him... And so we don't know the relationship. So it might not even be sexual, right? But maybe there's a certain level of trust to suggest he trusts her enough to take something from her to eat. And so, well, that's some level of trust, to be honest. But the wife's tone suggests that the woman should stop sneaking in on her husband and giving him those things and leave him alone. And she instructs her to disappear with the loot. In fact, she accuses her of what might be a kind of a subtle betrayal against her husband. She says that this said mistress is trying to become vice governor, something like that. You know, like maybe this maybe she's not a mistress. You know, maybe she's just, you know... what you gonna call her now? Because I think there's an unofficial tone to this. There's the official tone, right? Then a slightly unofficial tone. So it might just be a good old good relationship. So let's leave it at that. Good relationship between subordinate and boss. Okay. The governor specifically warned the female aide to stay away from her husband, noting that her persistent closeness is weakening her husband's health condition. Her persistent closeness is weakening her husband's condition. I have a message for the said woman, and I believe she's on this group or platform. I don't have her number. I don't think she's worthy of me having her number. I want this woman to stay away from my husband. Stop sneaking in these things, you know, you give to him to eat. Local herbs would say. Which you get from your fake pastors to give to my husband to drink. This is said by the Ondo State First Lady in an audio obtained, and of course making the rounds on the internet. Oh, so, well, what if this is just a good old good intention towards, maybe, yeah, good old good intention. My boss isn't feeling well. I want to give him something that can cure him. Like, good intentions. But how good is it if the wife is, one, unaware, two, offended? Certainly, it might not be the first time. And I don't know what the relationship is. Because if it's good relationship, the assumption is that the wife would approach the lady to say, stop giving my husband this. Or, why are we speaking about the women? The man. Isn't the man supposed to know enough? Or do we say the man knows enough to not accept things from this woman? So it's tricky because until we get more gist, we really just want to work with what's available information. So my friends, on Open Thought Tuesday, there are some relationships that married people have with others. Sometimes it might be another married person. Sometimes it might be an unmarried person that the spouse doesn't like. And the question becomes, well, if maybe your husband doesn't like a said relationship that you have with someone, how do you manage it? That's one. Two, this collecting. Look, so I like to give gifts to people that I like. Now, that shouldn't have any interpretations, because if you know me, you know I'm a straight shooter, right? So I like to give gifts. I think Christmas gifts are a good idea. I think birthday gifts are a good idea. I think gifting people something, I like the light in their eyes. So I think if I can, I would like to gift you something. So maybe I'm guilty, somewhat guilty in the gifting area. But if I had any sense that the person to whom I was giving something to, you know, would object, if they give me an air, give me an attitude, if I had a sense that it would be in any measure inappropriate, I'm backing out with no explanations. I'll just practically vanish. But you see, now that's me. I remember some people have tried to gift me stuff, and a few of them did it out of, look, I really like you, and here is this from me to you. And they practically just disappear. Others have tried, particularly women. So I think the men who gift me things just like me and want to give me things. But from my experiences, the women who give me stuff, but it seems as though the reason they're doing it is so that they can have access to me. Which is rather weird, because I'll expect that from the men. I think the men just know where they stand with me. So it's like, oh, okay, you like her, you don't. And then they do. And they're like, oh, by the way, I got you this, you know. The women, I think they do it with motive. And it's for that reason that I don't like to take things from some people. In fact, I remember a lady who would give me stuff. And the reason she did it was so that she could control two of them. So that she could, I wouldn't say control, but you know that kind of access that you have to someone where it's as though you almost want to dictate to them? Yeah. Two women did that thing to me. In fact, I was driving, I had one of them in my car, and I was going somewhere. And she was like, oh, I want to follow you. And I said to her, I want to go have lunch afterwards. And she was like, what do you want to have? I'm like, I'm not sure. I think I'm going to do Italian. And she was like, oh, no, let's go do seafood. And I'm like, she's like, oh, no, we should. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's do seafood. And then we start talking about other things. And then somewhere in the conversation, she said, and I quote, I want to go spoil you with seafood. And I just turned the car back. Like, I just turned back. And she's like, no, why? And I'm like, so you give me the impression that this is, you're trying to impress me, but it has a tone of control and I hate it. And she's like, no, that's not what she meant. I'm like, no, that's what you mean, because this is not the first time. So it's for that reason I'm going to do Italian. You're following me or you're not. And she's like, oh, okay, let's go. So I think sometimes it's innocent. Some other times it's not so innocent. But here you have a governor's wife tired and has put it out for everyone to know that there is a woman who's too close to her husband and who has to leave. If you've had that experience, I guess today is your day on the Sunny Side. Welcome. We're Nigeria Info.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Free Nigeria Info.
Sometimes you're not even sure why people are doing what they're doing. So God help you. But with that said, at least the governor's wife has said that this woman is scheming to become Ondo deputy governor. And you can take that in one way or the other. Well, on one hand, you can say she wants the governor to recover quickly enough so that she can maybe next opportunity run for office and become deputy. On the other hand, you can say, oh dear God, it would sound like a sin to even think about it. Like, what is she doing? Does she really want him to recover quick enough? Or is this something to keep him down? You know, just trying to keep him down? The wife has called her evil and of no good. And even adds to that, what do you have upstairs that makes you think you can become deputy governor? End quote. So we don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes, but our assumption is that it's a moving story. So given that, I guess it's a good framework. If I'm right, I think I might not be having the news. And so if that's the case, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Okay. So, have you had any situation where your lover or spouse gets gifts? Sometimes they get gifts you don't mind. Sometimes they get stuff and you want me to hold my breath because Vaughn and all her 5'5" glory just walked into the studio. Headlines up next. We'll be right back. Let's do it. I have a message here. He says, hello, Joyce. Been looking forward to this conversation when I saw you posted on Twitter. To be honest with you, first of all, I even have a personal issue. Women don't gift men gifts in Nigeria, or let me say hardly do. So I cannot even contribute to this information properly, because as I am, I would love for women to at least gift me gift first. Let me have the option of which one to reject. Somebody laugh for me. Okay. All right. I hope you find women. Do you want just women or you want a friend? Because that's the thing. I think gifts are supposed to mean something, particularly both from the one who gives and the one who's receiving it. So do you just want anything from, or you want your friends? So maybe that's also something else. But good luck. I'm not sure what you want, but good luck with that. I have another message here. Hello, Joyce. A blogger released information about the governor and his side chick last year. Is she a side chick?
Ooh.
Okay. And his wife was all over media rejecting the information. Now she has confirmed it herself. In my opinion, the person she has an issue with is her husband and not his female aide. I don't understand how women would keep covering up for their cheating spouses and facing the side chick. NK from Gbagada. Thank you very much for your message. Lagos, Nigeria, you can tell where this might go. But I think there are many people in Nigeria who have a similar experience. Like, same script, different cast type experience. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, ma.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, come to the church.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, sir, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I can't wait for a former 9 p.m. on Sunday, post school of 90s and 80s news, only Otulu, and see a report before I talk to Yamata. Central Bank sent me a message.
I'm sorry. You can't take me all over the place ask me to wait for you. I don't want to.
Okay. Concerning your topic. Hello?
Yeah.
Your topic. I'm against any mistress of a married man or a married woman.
Whose fault is the mistress? The mistress or the...
I'm coming now. Where is the woman, the married woman, when the mistress is bringing concussion from the pastor and give her husband? She is supposed to take care of her husband. Take him very well.
Can the husband not take care of himself?
Because he said that the husband is not feeling fine now.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. I think he still has agency. He can say, oh, okay. No, I don't
the
want
to. The woman is supposed to be there and check his psychologically and his sociological and his physical well-being before the business will be bringing concussion for a pastor. Which I told you, say, I think on Sunday I will go to church. If I come back, I will go to my shrine. So a pastor is also going to shrine to bring concussion to give some of their members. The woman is supposed to take very well and be there for her husband before she starts complaining. Are you hearing me?
I'm listening.
Stop.
I'm done with you. Well, thank you very much. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. So I think this conversation would require some of you to be anonymous. If you have gifted someone who's not your spouse a gift, I want to know how that went and maybe why you did it. Believe me, I can keep a secret. And you can be anonymous. How about that for a deal? Good. Now, if you are a spouse, on the other hand, and you just see gifts, you know, and you would like to not have a problem, but God, you have a problem. Let's talk. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
Maruka from First Start.
Thank you.
Joyce, I'll begin by saying that people get attracted to each other, not just sexually attractiveness, but you know, you tend to like somebody, you know, when in an office. So it's up to you, if you're the big man in that office, to know if you're going to cut it short or if you can manage it. There may not be any sexual something, but they may just like each other.
Like brothers and sisters like each other?
Yeah, I it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you tell somebody you can actually discuss certain things with.
Mm-hmm.
Modern people call it bestie or something.
Bestie, no, that's a slang. I get it. Like, you know, a companion, a friend. That's a friend.
You can bounce off ideas or, talk generally, openly.
Well, yeah, that's friendship, and friendship is good. But sometimes people are not, they don't leave it at friendship. They tend to want to cross lines.
Yeah, so you might say, hey, I have this that can help you with this, your BP.
Yeah, we know that. But if the wife is offended by that, remember, someone sent us a message saying that it was revealed, rumor had it that this is a side chick.
Naturally, no. Every wife should be at alert if a woman is around your husband.
Wait.
A lot of things can happen within 5 minutes.
Whose responsibility is it to be alert? The wife or the husband who is interfacing with this person?
The husband at that point is helpless.
Really?
Yes.
Heaven.
When you lack somebody, you can't open up and say, "Get out."
You shouldn't say it that way. You're going to be a monster. Maybe there are other ways you can say the same thing in a different tone.
Yeah. I mean, you can say that if you have that willpower.
So you're saying that men don't have the willpower?
Not all men.
What use is his?
In not all circumstances, because sometimes you just want that person around you, as far as you know in your conscience that you're not doing anything.
What use is his male disposition or manhood if he cannot determine which evil he's going to follow?
No, but as far as he's not being unfaithful to the wife, it's just ordinary friendship.
Yeah, but you said that the man is weak and at that point he can't defend himself, like he can't choose.
No, what I'm saying is he might not bring himself to say, get out, in spite of the fact that there's no relationship going, it's just ordinary friendship. And I'm not doing anything. So why should I say, get out?
Yeah, but then there is no problem there. There's nothing to defend or to defend yourself against.
But for the wife, you should be threatened.
Why?
It's natural.
So are you saying that...
It's just natural.
Okay, so you're saying that men shouldn't have friends, female friends then?
They should have, and the wife should naturally be threatened. That's how life is.
What in heaven's name are you on about? What do you mean the man should have a female friend and the wife should be threatened? Are you suggesting that there's something about the female friend that threatens the wife then?
No. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I'm trying to make sense of it. And I'm struggling here. Thank you.
Your husband has a female friend and you just,
And why should I be threatened? So that's the thing. It's like, I trust him, I don't trust him. I know the kind of friendship that they have. But you're using the word threaten. You're suggesting that there's something about this girl who's friends with my husband that should threaten me. Why? When I can divorce him. Why should I be threatened when I can give him papers and tell him to go to hell?
Not everybody can be Joyce.
Not everybody can be you, too. Thank you. Thank you. God, I pray not a lot of people are like you. Now, that's a different... Lagos, like... Yo. So, well, we must admit, therefore, that there are women who are somewhat insecure when they see females around their husbands. So there's that one. I mean, given this last caller's observation. And then... Oh, God, this is going all over the place. The Sunny Side is Open Thought Tuesday. And look at all the work we have to do. Welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Yeah, welcome.
My name is Ikechukwu. I'm calling from Apapa.
Uh-huh. It's good to have you.
Okay. You see, in Nigerian women, they don't give poor people something. It's only big men that they give. Where they will get 100-fold of their gift. So, there is one man here seeking for how many years now? I never see one a woman can't even care what I give them. So women, that is their life. They always go where they will get something. If pastor they seek life, you go see woman, that is right. If senator brother they seek life, you see women. So now so always be in Nigeria. Thank you, ma.
Oh, thank you. This brother might have a point. Wait a second. So he kind of also underscores what I said earlier on, which is that but it's not everyone. Some people give you stuff because they really care about you. Others give you because there's a... If you're guilty, call me. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. The volume of your radio, sir. Hello.
We're all over the place, though.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon.
It's good to have you.
I just were laughing. I'm laughing. I don't know how you're going to cope this afternoon.
God, well, help
first
me.
Of all, we started with Davos. I was enjoying it because I knew that, okay, it was going to narrow down the demography of the callers. And then you get into this.
Well, so, pardon me, Davos was just a by reference. I just mentioned
it. It would have been a brilliant conversation to have with this kind of afternoon. However,
we can do that tomorrow. We can do that on Worthy of Notes tomorrow.
That's fantastic. Because this lightning rod issue that you were to bring about some... You see, I knew you were going to run in all different directions. I wish you well.
Thank you.
In landing well and coasting home. Without you being talked in all directions. Now, we do a lot of labeling, and the fact of the matter is this. Look, I'm for, if you want to do something, just you might as well just do it with your full chest. You know, there's no need. It's time. Time is clocking away. So there's no need going around in circles. You know, all this, this is a side check. It's not a side check. You're given a gift, you're not given a gift. The fact of the matter is this. Because we live in a racketeering... Most folks have been reduced to racketeering. You have a situation where somebody gives you two because he's expecting 10.
Yeah, but that's some situations.
Case in point. Look at all the guys in marketing departments or all these offices. You're in that office, you get 10 hampers. The moment you are transferred away from that office, you don't as much as get a tin of milk from the vendors. So what does that tell you? How many of them really, really, sincerely are giving you that hamper because they're not expecting something? Maybe 1 out of 10. Maybe half a person, half an interest.
So wait, I mean, at this point, so are you saying that when I give people something, I probably do it with a motive? Because I'm in that category.
Observe, I said most folks.
Okay.
In friendship, for example. Now, I there was a time I had this younger lady that I looked at her and I, brilliant. I like engaging her. When you talk to her, there's always something to glean off. Yeah. She's very young, but she's very smart.
Okay.
But guess what? The moment I noticed, I'm like, she was living around where I was, and my wife wasn't particularly excited about that. So I just had to slow down. I had to respect for her. For my wife, she didn't like the idea, even though she knows that, look, if I wanted to fly south, you really can't hold me.
Yeah, but that's a good
not
thing.
How I roll.
Yeah, but that's a good
that's
thing.
That's not how I roll.
Okay, fantastic. Now, that's a good thing. But are you saying that if someone, because earlier on you're like, well, just do what you have to do because, you know, life's short. Yeah, but I don't, there's something about that that's not, I would not agree with. And let me tell you what it is. If, say, I was attracted to someone and then the person was married, I want to respect that. Not just for them, but for me, because that's supposed to be a principle for me.
Okay.
So that's a thing I wouldn't do. I wouldn't insert myself in between two people. It's beneath my faith. My faith is beneath my faith. It's beneath me. And I'm never desperate enough for anything. Hold on a second. And then except something else happens, which might be maybe the person gets a divorce.
Okay.
Outside of that, there is no justification.
Now, let me tell you. Now, this is the way I look at it. Now, there's a way you can interact with a friend. That is, for example, because I'm male right now, I'm talking about female.
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't run north. So now, if for example, you won't over dramatize it, or you know how it is, where you can flaunt your friendship in front of your significant other, it's going to create problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. For example, first of all, I think it's, the reason why I said you want to do something with your full chest is that there are people who are cooped up and who are sneaky all over the place, and they still do it anyway. So, you might as well just say that, look, you're friends with the person, but you won't make it a point of taunt to your significant other. In that, be sensible with it and be matured with it. In being sensible with it doesn't mean that, because it's not hidden off, then you're doing things that is easy to do when you've been shielded off. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
So you're saying that because you respect your spouse, you wouldn't both cheat on them and then rub that friendship in their face?
Don't do it.
Oh, good. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it, you know. And if you have to do it, understand that when it blows, you can handle it.
No, don't do it. Stay in one place now. What do you mean? What do you mean if you have to do it?
We will not hear what a lot of folks are coconut head now. We will not hear what you know now.
Yeah, but so if you do it, can she do it back? Because maybe we do these things and suggest that there are no consequences.
Those are some of the reasons why, personally, I don't like it because it's dirty. That's me.
I mean, you can't just do what you like. It's insane. Imagine if everybody did what they like.
No, it just doesn't. First of all, it costs a lot of money. It doesn't make any sense.
What is money?
At the end of the day,
you can always make
money.
It's not about the money. I think there's more to this. anyway, you started this conversation.
If you don't reduce it to naira and kobo for some folks, they will go ahead anyways. Because if you put it down, put pen to paper, it costs you time. It costs you resources that you can channel to other places. But whatever you say, those who will still go out and do this thing, you know.
No, don't worry about those other guys. I'm talking about you now. But you wouldn't do it, right?
I know. I don't have time.
Well, this conversation went well. Okay, all right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Lagos, wow. Oh, boy. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good God in heaven, help your children. Welcome to the show, what's your name?
Guys, good afternoon. This is Ezekiel on the line.
Hello, Ezekiel. Good afternoon to you.
Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you. Thank you for calling me.
Yeah. When the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse becomes inevitable. Oh. Joyce, let me just give you this instance to be down to earth. Imagine we meet in a place, and for my own heart, I just deem it fit to give you a gift. Joyce, don't tell me that I'm giving something without aiming at something.
That's the thing. Some people give something without aiming at something.
No, Joyce, I beg to differ.
Uh-oh.
It isn't possible. There are short time, mid time, and long time.
But
some people can give us something now, and they could deem it fit to have you in the next 3, 4, 5, 10 years.
No, burn this world down. No, that is not accurate. So first of all, I'm a witness to people who have gifted me something. And I told a story about people who gift me stuff. And the people have actually had issues with other women. The females tend to want to, I don't know what they want. One was a lesbian. Later I figured out, oh, this one is a lesbian. That was why she was giving me stuff, right?
Joyce, let me give you an instance.
No, wait, stop. No, I think you can only speak for some people. Maybe you can only speak for yourself, to be honest.
Let me speak for myself.
Yeah.
Don't worry now. Let me speak for myself. You see, they tell the truth is bigger. Do you know if you are not pursuing something, something is pursuing you?
You're saying two things. We're talking about when...
No, I'm not saying two things, Joyce. No, these are natural phenomenon. Even if you don't aim to be great, it means indirectly you are aiming to be down.
Nice speaking with you. I don't know where this is going to.
No, what I'm saying is this, Joyce. Okay, for instance, for myself, I don't give gifts.
Why?
I only give gifts if I know that you have worked it, and for me, you deserved it.
What does that mean? Like, she has to sexually please you? She has to have earned it? Is that what you're saying? That's the problem with the
coming
world.
Out.
Men who don't give gifts. And then give with an intention.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
If anything is coming out of me to you, it means you actually deserve it by the virtue of what you have rendered to me as a service.
Capitalist. Thank you very much for calling me. That took us somewhere. I do appreciate it. Wow. The Babylon called Lagos. So, well, I think I understand that, but I don't think this is everyone. Imagine a world where everyone gave something because of what they thought that they were going to get out of it. So it's really true that you guys really are not even givers. You're plotting, you're schemers. Oh, welcome to the show if you have just tuned in. So apparently, I would like to know where you stand. So I think there are quite a number of divides here. Let's go to the telephone line. This is a Skype call. Let's find out who's here. Hello, good afternoon to you. The volume of your something radio?
Yeah, I'm doing that right away. Hi.
Hello, it's good to have you. Welcome.
Thank you, Joyce. My name is Anthony. I'm calling from the US.
Frank, could you give me a moment? Frank, please just give me a moment. Go ahead, Anthony.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to contribute to what you guys are discussing.
Sure, please go ahead real quick. Go ahead.
Okay, quickly. See, the bottom line is this. From experience and from what I've seen so far, I believe when someone gives something, they are expecting something back. That's just the bottom line. And this seems to apply to 90% of everybody.
This is terrible.
That is it. Even the God we serve, when people give out something, they are expecting blessing from God.
Why is God in this conversation? Are you saying that? Those are the greedy people who go to God because they want something, not the God who's given for free and doesn't quite expect anything in return.
It's only God that gives for free. That's where I'm going. Only God that gives for free. That's exactly where I'm going. Nobody goes to God and says, God, I want to give you something for free. They are expecting something back. And this applies to we human beings too. You might not want to get it back with emotion, with something physical, but you might be expecting it from another angle. Like, if somebody gives you something, like the last call I said, it might not be like immediate replicator. You want to replicate the gift back immediately. It might be a mid-term something or a long time something. And if it happens that the person you give the gift is not replicating back to you the same way you did. So you tend to be very annoyed, very furious.
That's not true. I give gifts to people who don't give me anything. I don't even think about it. I don't have a problem with that.
Joy, I tell you, 90% of people do this. Just believe it. I'm telling you.
All right.
And that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling Lagos, Nigeria. So all guilty people, just step forward. Because apparently, what a world we've been living in. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Hi.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Welcome.
Thank God I got through today.
Glad you
Glory
did.
Be to God.
Tell me your name and go ahead real quick.
Okay, this is Jerry.
Welcome, Jerry.
Calling from Lagos, Ikeja.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I speak to myself before myself.
Yeah.
A lot of gifts that I've given out to people without no any. I don't expect that.
Okay.
Even to my boss, which I'm working with, there's something I don't know I will just do, and I don't need to ask him. I will just do it. I'm just doing it. I do it because I know, okay. I do it for God because I don't know where I will get the reward back.
Okay.
Because I believe that everything I do, there's always a reward. There's always a payback time. So not from that particular person.
Okay.
So if I have an opportunity to do anything, I do it without not looking back.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate Lagos, Nigeria. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Now, all of this conversation started off with the governor's wife accusing some woman, saying, well, this woman is too close to my husband and she's giving my husband stuff. And whatever this stuff is making my husband sick. Well, many of you have had to judge yourself by the very same scale. And it's amazing the reveal. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name's Joyce. The Sunny Side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 1:30 on the clock. Welcome to Open Thought Tuesday. So, whoa. There are a few messages here worth reading. I'd like to share a few messages with you and then we'll just get right back to the telephone lines. Joyce, believe it or not, as far as I'm concerned, every gift has its payback time. I believe in give and take. Thank you, Emeka, for your message. Y'all have really had bad friendships. It's really sad to read these things. I think on one hand, it's even more funny than it is sad. I can't believe the kind of friendships you've had. Maybe you are not much of a friend yourself, because let's find out. Maybe there's a reason for it, and God knows what I would find today. Welcome, Joyce. Good afternoon to you. Joyce, 10% is for people like you, and 90% is for people who give for exchange. Don't let the pretenders deceive you. 0700-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. Now, another revelation has come to play where a man called in, and I think I got another message saying that women don't gift to a certain class of men. They give to another class of men. Women, I need to assign you a day where you use your own words to wash away your sins. Because it appears as though you're only takers and not givers. Now, that would be an absolute tragedy. But hopefully, maybe if you explained it, I wouldn't be so troubled. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Let's talk. Hello, how are you? It's good to have you here.
Hello, good afternoon, Sister Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
This is my first time. My name is Chris.
Welcome, first time caller.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, I've been listening to other people, other calls, you know.
Uh-huh.
What I want to tell you is that there's nobody who gives anything freely unless the Holy Spirit ministers to you, you know.
Really? So you don't give things without a motive?
No. You see, nobody gives without expecting results. Only the Holy Spirit ministers, because I have experience.
Hold on, let's not even talk about your experience. Let's talk about you and your motive. Are you saying that you wouldn't give a gift to a lady except you wanted something back?
Because just look, before somebody helps you, the Holy Spirit has ministered the person to help you. You understand? But when the devil, unless you have a motive, another motive. So if you have another motive, yes, it's true that when you give another person, and you will expect something from the
which
person.
One is your own? Do you give and expect that you
my
get
own
it back?
My own is that before I give anything, Holy Spirit ministers to me. Yes.
Otherwise, you're not even giving.
That's not it. You cannot give because already God has said it, that we are all wicked before Him.
So you have accepted that you're a wicked being. I'm sure He has regret now.
That is the belief.
All right. Thank you very
much. I give. Even as I'm talking today, I've given. But Holy Spirit always ministers.
You're not even attempting. So hold on a second. You've spoken about the Holy Spirit four times now. And in your actions, you're not even attempting righteousness. So I get it that you're a wicked being. I get it that you're
hold on a second.
You're fallible. I get it that you were conceived in sin. I get all of that. But you're supposed to at least attempt righteousness. And you're choosing to remain in sin.
People are very wicked.
Are you wicked? Are you wicked?
They expect something back from you.
You know what? I'm not going to be taking anything from you. So that's not going to be a problem you're going to have. Thank you very much for calling me. Wow. Good Lord. Hello. Sir, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joyce. Always interesting listening to you. Very interesting listening to you. Wow. Okay, so my little take. This is it. First of all, Mr. Governor should put his house in order. So that's how they say it.
Biagodu, who's that? Ngozi, wait a second. Ngozi, could you give me a moment, please? I'll get to you in a moment. Please continue, Frank. I apologize.
All right, so Mr. Governor Akeredolu should put his house in order.
He's not feeling fine now. Maybe he likes the lady. No, who knows?
No. What I'm trying to say is, how they say it is, now who then catch the thief? Okay, so he's not doing the Playboy game well. Let me put it that simple.
What would that mean? Hold on, wait. Help the boys in the streets. What would that mean?
It's as simple as, now who then catch the thief? Like,
oh, you mean cheat on your wife but hide?
And he's being caught. Like, he's not smart with it. Okay, now back to we have two chapters here, the male and the female world. So back to your WhatsApp group, that's your people now. You guys are funny and manipulative and great. So now on this giving and the whole stuff, Joyce, you're very interesting, smart, mind-growing. And the way I deal with you and your questions and how you manipulate things are,
me.
I keep it very simple.
Manipulate
yes.
things. So,
sorry for my choice of words.
Me.
Like being smart. Let me make my point. Being extremely smart. So how I deal with it is, I keep it very simple. I try to keep it very simple. Okay.
Drop it.
Now, Madame is shouting out. Somebody said a woman knows better of how, like, when her house is under threat. Like, when a woman tells her husband, you see that other girl, that particular girl, I don't like her. She have seen something. So the women know themselves better. So Madame knows what she have seen. Now for the gifter, the one that is giving gift, nobody gives for free. Joyce, leave that one. Even God does not give for free. He asks us for our life. He said, give your life to me. From the whole stories, if you want to go by Christian, Abraham had to sacrifice. Nobody gives for free.
No, hold on a second.
It's transactional.
That's a very uninformed way to look at the God relationship. God has given already. I mean, you're alive today. I doubt you're even
Did I choose to come to this life?
Blame your mom and your dad. That's not even the conversation. God has not been unfaithful to you.
You see, Joyce, you want to take me down to that your roots, that your rabbit hole.
Hold on a second.
I'm not ready to go down there with you, please. But the point I'm just
Can you imagine this Olodo call over there?
I agree full heartedly. Love you, Joyce. Look. What I'm trying to say is, selfishness is inbuilt in the human nature.
Okay.
We are like that. Okay, Joyce, you said you give for free. Can I ask you something?
Sure. Thank
Good.
You.
Good. So when you decide to give me something, why did you choose me? Why not
anybody else? Oh, yeah, sure. So
yes.
I did say that I give people stuff that I like. So it might be that, let's see, who have I given something recently? My sister. So I went home.
Why that particular sister?
Oh, well,
because of the blood relationship.
No, she's my sister, right? And I think that she's beautiful inside. And I would like to say thank you for just being beautiful, because I'm a beneficiary of your beauty, the one that lies inside.
So if somebody's not beautiful, the person doesn't deserve the gift.
Well, I think maybe what happens with your non-beauty is that there isn't any connection between you and I. And it's like the random stranger I meet on the street, I don't know them, and so I don't feel any compulsion to gift them anything.
So you need to know this person and they need to be beautiful.
No, I don't. So I meet someone. So hold on a sec. Wait, stop. Wait, excuse me. So excuse me. Wait, stop. No, wait. No, stop. So I meet someone who says to me, oh, I'm hungry, I want something to eat. So I'm like, oh, sure. So in that moment, the connection is I can sympathize with hunger and his plight that he is hungry. And I can say, here, have something and go eat. And I turn my back. You know, I can meet someone and then they say, well, can you do this for me? And I can do that. And okay, if I can do it, right? If I can do it. And then I try to do it and turn my back. So I think something creates the awareness, and then you decide if you want to do it or if you don't want to do it. But at least I am sure that there isn't any selfish motive to it. Otherwise, I will be criminal in everything that makes me human. Imagine if I had to do a good job only on Thursdays, on a job I had to work 4 days. Or imagine maybe I only had to be good to some people at work because they were rich or they were popular and not good to other people. Like, what is my being if
Joyce,
no, excuse me. That's it, though.
Okay.
Because, you know, I work with people. You go to an establishment and people are good to the rich guys. We're in a society where people are good to the rich guys and not good to the poor guys. You greet the boss, you don't greet the security.
you just said, something creates the awareness.
Yeah, it's something creates, yes. No, but that's not transaction. Where are you calling me from?
Because
there's no light where you are, because there cannot be electricity where you are. You say that it's transactional.
I can't remember the last time I
shouted up Nepal. Come on, man. Oh, good. So you're in a country that's... So don't you think you need to take a moment and think about it? To have an awareness. So if I like someone, well, that's the reason that I like them. I'm not in love with them, right? So I like them for something, yes. But the reason I'm giving them something is not necessarily because I want something back. So the likeness is an awareness.
It was not really, that's what I'm trying to say.
If I hated someone, I wouldn't give them a gift. Yes. And if someone hated me and gave me a gift, I wouldn't take it. Because I only do the things that I like and interact with people that I like. And that's simplified. It doesn't need an ambitious motive.
Let's take you out of this equation now. That lady, do you think she gave that medicine or whatever she gave to the governor because she just liked or she felt the guy should get well soon or whatever?
Good. So I'm the one asking the questions, right? And I sense that there's something happening here. And out of curiosity, I make it a radio conversation. Now you're asking me the questions like you don't know. So based on your argument, you're thinking, well, whatever she's doing to that governor is because of what she can get out of the game. And maybe you're right, because the wife is saying that she's trying to run for deputy governor. So that makes sense. And it supports your argument. But I don't think that
guilty
everybody
who gets...
Yeah, I get it, but I don't think everybody who gifts is giving because they're going to get something. I gift and I don't want anything back.
But in most cases, as other callers have tried to point you to, humans are naturally selfish.
The problem with humans is there's 7 billion. How many are we now? 9 billion, right? Good. I don't care for that. You. Your name's Frank. Good. Do you give with a motive? If you gave me something, it's because you're thinking, I want to ask Joyce out by 2024. And between now and then, I can water the ground and make her think I'm a nice guy. Because there's one thing, thinking you're a nice guy, there's something else, you being an actually nice guy. Like, so if you gave me something, it would be because you think...
A lot of things can prompt it. It might be an end to a means to an end.
No, don't tell me what it can be. You tell me what it is. So if you gave me something, it would be because... That Joyce... You see, you can say you're giving Joyce something, I like her. Oh, so someone sent me perfume. I never met the guy before. He just listens to radio. Then he sent me a perfume. And I sent a thank you through the person through whom the perfume got to me. And that was it.
And do you know what? That guy is exactly something like...
So you think
like
he wants to marry me, right?
But do you know why I'm giving you that perfume?
Why?
Because I'm getting entertained and educated listening to you.
There is something
I'm getting from you.
Yeah, but I think it's more like he likes me. I don't think that's transactional because I'm not going to be doing anything.
I'm even better than that guy. Maybe I don't like him.
You're a stingy guy. You're not better. Why are you sorry?
In the sense of, I feel, wow, this lady is just so great. The way she talks, the way she knows, like I said, I can't sometimes deal with the way she plays around in my head. I just feel I should gift her something. You know?
That's not transactional. That's an awareness now.
At the other end of the stick, uh-huh. I'm getting something.
That's not the transaction. Yeah, what you're getting has caused an awareness in you that you want to appreciate. I mean, you like a plant, right? Excuse me, you like a plant and then you want to water it. That's not transactional. Mm. But you have to water the plant for it to stay alive. That's not transactional.
Why don't I go down the street and look for somebody and give that same perfume?
People do that. So why don't you do it?
That is what you are trying to
do. Because you're not a giver. Let's not go back and forth. We've established that you don't like to give except you're getting something out of the deal. And that's okay.
Finally, Joyce have taken me down that hole.
That's exactly where you came from. You go back where you came from. A hole. Thank you very
much.
Thank you. Nice. By the way, there's something worth referencing here. When I think it was the first few months when I joined Nigeria Info, someone called me, said he was depressed and wanted a keyboard. I think about less than a week later, I got a call from security that somebody was at the security post with a keyboard. And I went downstairs and I met this gentleman and he didn't even want to tell me his name. And he kept acting like he was shy. And I said, well, at least tell me your name. And then he's like, okay, so my name is Aria or Aria, something like that. And I said, thank you very much for the keyboard. And that's it. In fact, he's never called the radio station after that. So I think he's one of those guys who listen but never call in. So what did he get out of it? At least that's the one that happened on radio and all of you were a witness to it.
That happened on radio. What did he get out of it? Oh, well, I guess they're this world of light and dark. Wow. Nice to really meet you guys, though, because today I'm really seeing your colors. So if you stop me tomorrow and be like, Joyce, I know you like a Ferrari. Here's a Ferrari. I should just know, nah, this guy, nah, I shouldn't take it. First of all, you're going to sign like a lot of legal papers because you're never talking to me after that. Like, you give me Ferrari, you start calling me when I don't want to talk. Ah, Open Thought.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Goodness, you're having to hear this to believe it. It's good to have you here. Good afternoon to you.
Joyce Onyemowa.
What's up?
You're causing confusion today.
Am I? No, I'm revealing the world at its core.
It's anyway, good to have. We're enjoying it. Okay, I'll call myself Sugar Daddy. I'm calling from Canada.
How much sugar?
And
you got?
I think you're looking at this scenario in terms of it being just black and white. And I would say there's a gray area. I think my capacity to give someone is based on two factors.
Okay.
My capacity, in terms of, okay. When I say my capacity, I'm like, okay, what is my capacity in terms of resource and the value of the person to me?
Okay.
For example, Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, or those rich folks can give to somebody that they know and they are familiar with a car without blinking an eye, and they won't even know that they know something nice. But if someone of my own capacity right now that, okay, I'm still
struggling.
I would say called middle class. I'm well above struggling. If I'm gifting you a car, definitely I'm not doing it out of the goodness of my heart. I'm definitely after something.
Is it because you're not a good person?
Sorry?
Is it because you're not a good person? Because for you to say I'm looking at this in a very binary manner, you have to prove it.
It's not because I'm not a good person. It's just that, okay, it is too much resource when I'm not getting return out of it.
Then don't give. No. Then you don't give, right? I mean, what do you mean it's too much resource? If the reason you're giving it is to control the other person or is to get something back for, I mean, like, that's an investment. That's not giving. That's investment.
But in the first instance, definitely, I'm not going to give you a car if I know that, okay, this, I'll put myself in this situation. I would not give you a car in the first place. So if somebody is gifting somebody a car, because, for example, okay, let me use a real-life scenario. Towards the end of Christmas, end of last year, yesterday, I told my wife I wanted a PlayStation 5.
Uh-huh.
She told me she can't afford it.
Uh-huh.
So imagine me saying that in front of a few friends and... especially, let's say, in this scenario, a female friend gets me a PlayStation 5. To me, it will raise an eyebrow. To my wife, I know it will raise an eyebrow. Because the PlayStation is worth about $800, which I know it's a lot of money. If the person is gifting me $800, for me, it feels like, okay, the person wants something in return. And usually when you give somebody something, you would expect something of that same range in terms of value. Or more.
No.
So for me to raise an eyebrow, I don't know. I will tell the person I don't feel comfortable receiving it, and I will most likely decline it.
Oh, good. But because you suspect that they have a motive for giving you that.
Exactly.
Good. But then you're also eliminating the fact that there isn't a world where people give without expecting to receive.
Well, that world exists. Okay, for example, my close friends of people that I tell my friends, I can give them a gift, maybe $50, $100 without blinking about it.
Yeah.
That's why I said, okay, it's based on my capacity and my the value I place on
so
you.
So good. So if you could afford a $1,000 gift based on your capacity, like you can, it wouldn't scratch you. You could do that without expecting something back.
I would drop it without even blinking.
Yeah, then that's giving. That's you giving because you don't have a motive to it.
Oh,
then it's investment. If you give me a car and you're like, you now remind me in December, like, so Joyce, you know, I'm coming back to Nigeria this December, you know, you are showing up. And I'm like, go to hell. Because I'm not expecting that you gave me a car so that I can... I can be at your beck and call. You get that?
Yeah,
so
true,
if you gave me a car, that's an investment. But if you gave me a car and I have to start looking for you to thank you, now that's giving, because that's you giving without an investment. So I'm not looking at it in a very narrow sense. It's your heart that's, you know, ratting all of you out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. First of all, footnote, all you girls that be collecting stuff, I hope you can hear this conversation, because many of you just think the world is yours, right? And you just go to random men and you just take stuff. Well, the man throws it at you and you assume nothing. And because you don't want to think, because thinking is hard, then you wonder when they come for return on investment. You want to act stupid at that point. Well, God help you. I'm going to have to go to the telephone lines. Ngozi, please give me a moment. Let me speak to two people here at the Sunny Side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, the Sunny Side.
Good man, yeah. Let me start with this. God doesn't give. God gives freely.
Leave that guy. He's pagan. Don't mind him.
God is not like us. Selfish people. So let's just not paint him black. It's not like it's good. Gives freely.
All right. Don't worry about God. He can defend himself.
Now, look at this whole thing. In politics, look at this election period now. You can see how the politicians want to give things out because they want to get the votes. Most times, it's just like that for some people. But not everybody gives in order to get things. Only a very godly person that has the nature of God that can give without looking for anything in return. And that man is looking to God to get his reward. Because people don't depend on God to get that reward. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, face down, shaking together, running over. So men give unto you. God causes men to give
you. You know what? Let's do ourselves a favor. Leave God out of this gist. Guy, you're a giver, because I'm not understanding where this is going.
I am a giver. And what I'm trying to say is that only a godly person can give freely without looking for something.
I see the point. You have to actually be godly to really just, or there might be an element of good in your soul to give without expecting something back in return. Thank you very much. I do appreciate. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Hi, darling.
It's good to have you. Welcome. Tell us your name.
I'm hearing this too. I'm hearing this. This is happiness for me, Kurudu.
It's good to have you here.
Our mindset is something else, eh? In fact, I do want to believe what I'm hearing this afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome to
give without looking back. Uh-huh. I give without expecting the person to give me. Please, don't even try. When I give and you're trying to give me back, I feel bad. Because that is not my motive.
Okay.
I hate it. Yes, I hate it. So I don't give that motive that you should. Don't even get it.
Uh-huh.
I might stop. Yes. I don't like it.
Okay.
I give from my heart.
So, look.
Pure.
One sister to another. A man called earlier on, it's like women don't give gifts to some type of men. They give gifts to men that they think are on the higher, hierarchy. What do you think?
Well,
on a higher level, on the hierarchy, on the male hierarchy.
Yes.
So what do you think? You think that's true? So you wouldn't give to a guy?
I wouldn't give to a man that is half his debt.
So would you give to like a regular guy, or would you like to give to a rich guy? I don't give rich guys stuff. They have. I don't bother.
They have. Yes, sure, they have. Yes, they have. But sometimes, understand, there are some of them that they are so good. Are, you know, you just want to, like, show your appreciation. Understand?
Yeah.
Just from a good heart. Yes.
What you're going to give a
Yes, they have.
Like,
sorry?
I think the best I can do is just take them out for lunch and just pay. But what use? Why am I stressing myself?
Yes,
you
know? It's part of it.
Okay.
It's part of it. Yes.
They don't even let
Enjoy
me
your
pay,
dinner.
So it's not as if, well, thank you. So like, because you know you have those friends like just got coins and then you can't do anything around. Like you can't. So, I need to give you guys this gist. And my friend is, I'm not going to say my friend's name, so he's going to have to forgive me. Hello, can you give me a moment? Can you give me a moment, Ngozi? I went out for a lunch date with my friend, his friend, and the friend's girlfriend. Now, my friend's friend is rich, like dirty, just lazy type rich. So it was his birthday and he just organized like a litany of things to do throughout the day. And so he was just paying. And I noticed that it made my friend feel, my friend just became vegetable. I don't know. He just, it made him, it paralyzed him. Like, because he was of course, it's his friend, right? But I think because he wasn't paying, he felt so weak. And it's something I want to discuss with men. I think there's something about some of you, though. Some of you don't even have no shame. You don't mind another man paying. But some of you feel, I don't know, is it emasculating when another man is footing your bill? Because I noticed my friend just almost, he wanted to disappear. Like, he couldn't stomach, he just became another girl. I think he was acting like a girl on a date. That's how I'll put it. All right, I have a call on the line. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce. How are you doing?
Good. It's good to have you. Thank you very much for trying and trying and trying.
It's an interesting topic. And I'm really shocked at what I'm hearing today.
Oh, there you go.
You know? Yeah. It takes a level of discipline, self-discipline, to draw boundaries when you're at work and somebody else gives you a gift. You know? And most times what I'm hearing, people have motives for giving gifts. And going about Akira Dolu, one thing I know about ethics is, I said, boss, you have to draw a line, a boundary. Hey, I'm not going to accept this because of this. Thank you, though, for the gesture. And again, the woman might not have ulterior motives. She might just be willing, like, hey, I have this herb that really helped somebody I know. I could get it to you to help you out. That's no ulterior motive behind it.
But you see, if that was how it happened, the wife won't be calling her out. You see that?
Well, again, some women have what they call, they're very insecure. So this might be an insecure thing coming from that woman. Okay. Because if you look at it on the other hand, she might have been burned to the past by somebody she trusted.
Yeah.
And that insecurity just crops up, you know? But I, for one, what I've known with my personal experiences, I give without expecting something in return. I know the amount of people I've helped out from Nigeria to get student visas to come out here. I paid the admission fee from here, and I didn't expect nothing back from them. Because I know, going forward in France, I'm going to get a blessing from someone without even asking.
Yeah.
If you sow something, you'll reap it back. So I'm thinking that people should kind of change their minds. It's not everybody who's out there that expects something in return. You give because you're sowing seed for your life. And people should learn to have self-discipline.
Okay.
I've had a friend who we're together in a place, we're both drunk, but nothing happened. Because I see that friend as a sister. And we're still friends till tomorrow.
And then the question is,
level of self-discipline.
Yeah, but then, you know, something else is, like, what kind of human are you if you had a friend who was vulnerable and they couldn't find safety in you? Like, what kind of human would you be if you took advantage of a friend who was vulnerable?
You're taking advantage of somebody's vulnerability. And that's really wrong.
Well,
because it just tells you where the world is going to these days.
Well, you can tell us your
People
name.
Always expect something.
Yeah, tell us your name and where you're calling from so everybody gets to know. Thank you.
It's Ngozi from Michigan.
Thank you very much for calling. I thoroughly do appreciate your contribution. Thank you. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info, Open Thought Tuesday.
You are listening to Open Thought on The Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk. Let me go.